Listening Library presents Beasts Made of Night by Tochi Onyebuchi. Read for you by Prentice Oniyemi. Chapter 1. I make sure to sit where they can't see me. From where I'm perched, tucked just out of sight on a pile of rubble, I have a pretty good view of the other sin eaters, the Aki. They are gathered in the small clearing below, ringed by the rubble of what used to be someone's home. If they knew I was here, they'd probably get all self-conscious, stop playing, and start trying to talk my ear off. Sky Fist this, and Lightbringer that. Whatever lahala they're calling me these days in the forum. Seems like barely anyone still remembers. My name is Tash. This group of Aki are young. Some of them just kids. But there are a few who look close to my age, including one girl with a big, easy smile that catches my eye. They wear jewel studs in their ears, gemstones to remind them of family members or loved ones they abandoned, or who abandoned them when their eyes changed and it was clear that they were Aki. Others wear coal where gemstones would go, jewels for the living, coal for the dead. I grin as I watch that girl who smiled at me show off for her friends, doing a backflip off a piece of broken balcony. She sticks the landing, her tunic flipping up a bit to expose a patch of light brown thigh. I catch a glimpse of a fresh black mark wrapped around her leg, a tattoo of a snarling wolf. Flashing another smile, wolf girl holds up her...